Be turning to John chapter number 15. Oh. I rarely bring this telephone in the church with me, but I promised I would this morning. And I just got a text message from Brother Roger Bush. He said, "We love you," and we're sitting in the car at the hospital listening to the radio. And I just want to tell my friends I love them. And we're praying. Amen. Yeah. And I'll be glad when the Lord comes.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
I get a little weary seeing people I love hurt. Nice. But you know, the Lord told us we'd have trouble. We'd have tribulation. I'm glad there's not one thing going on in our lives that heaven won't fix.
Yeah.
Amen. If I can pull myself together, we're going to switch gears here a little bit. What I want to preach to you this morning is this. If you're really saved, if you're really saved, why ain't you happy? If you're really a child of God, where is your joy? Some of the most sour people I know claim to know Christ as their Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
I was thinking about it this morning when I was getting ready, and I don't know that I've ever really been attacked on the street by an atheist, but I've sure had some Christians get mad. People drive off in their car with that little fish symbol on the trunk, flipping you the bird. Are y'all listening? Are you saved? Say amen. Let me ask you again, why ain't you happy? Amen. When I was a little kid, we sang a song in children's church, "If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands." Y'all remember that? If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, nod your head. Happy and you know it,
amen.
Say amen. Happy and you know it, stand up and turn around, sit down. Something like that, anyway. And we sang songs like, "I've got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart." And then there was a question, where? There's a lot of people telling me they're happy and telling me they're saved, but I'm going, where? If you got Jesus in your heart, where is he? Is Jesus bigger than you? Say amen.
Amen.
Well, if he's inside you, something ought to stick out somewhere. Amen. We ought to be able to see a little bit of him somewhere. I'm telling people this morning, you ought to get a smile on your face. Yeah, but the economy. I ain't worried about no economy. I ain't worried about no government. I ain't worried about Syria, all that junk. I mean, that stuff will drive you crazy if you let it. Hey, I'm standing here flat-footed telling you this morning, I'm on my way to heaven when I die. I've got a song in my heart. I got a spring. I might get happy. I got a spring in my step. I got something to shout about. I'm telling you, why ain't you happy this morning? Amen. Everybody ought to be happy in the house of God this morning. You could be at the hospital with Roger and Norman sitting in the car listening on the radio while you're waiting on your mother to slip into glory. Are y'all listening to me? I'm going to shout and have a good time whether y'all do or not. You can sit there. You can say, stick your fingers in your ear if you don't like it. I don't care. I mean, but somebody ought to get it. Somebody ought to just have a spell this morning. If you're really saved, why ain't you happy? You could be at the funeral home making arrangements right now. You could be picking out. How many of you have had to do that? Picking out a casket. Man, that's the awfulest thing in the world. Picking out clothes for your loved ones to wear. You're sitting in church this morning. You're listening to good singing this morning. And I hope what's about to be good preaching this morning. If you're really saved, Why ain't you happy?
Yeah.
And somebody ought to be trying to answer that in their heart right now. Somebody ought to be going, yeah. Why come I ain't happy?
Yeah.
It's not God's will that you be a sourpuss. I'm serious. It's not God's will that you sit there with your arms crossed looking like, what time do we get out?
Amen.
There ought to be some joy about us. Now, I don't care who you are. We have bad days. Brother Charles, godless person I know, has bad days. Everybody's allowed one occasionally. Amen. Everybody's allowed to have a bad day. But if we're saved by the grace of God and we know Christ as our Savior, those bad days shouldn't be the majority of our time. Amen. There ought to be days we walk in victory. There ought to be days we raise up out of bed and say, glory to God, I'm saved, I'm on my way to heaven. I've got a good family, I've got a home, I've got healthy children. I got something to shout about this morning. The problem is, we've allowed this world, society, government, all these social issues to slip in and take our joy away from us. Jesus said in John chapter number 15, if you're looking at it, look at verse number 11. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my, say it with me,
joy
might remain in you. Let's stop right there just a second. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy. Let me say it again. My joy. Whose joy is it? Come on, talk to me, class. It's the joy of the Lord. It's not my joy at all. It's joy I have borrowed from heaven. I've got the joy of Jesus in my heart. How many of you think Jesus got problems this morning? How many of you think Jesus is worried about Obama? Or Syria? Or the economy? Y'all all right? Now, he said that His joy might remain in me. I've got His joy. Now, boy, you talk about happy. You're supposed to have the joy of the Lord inside you if you're saved. Again, you can have a bad day. You're allowed one. Maybe once a month. But that's about enough. Amen. When we think about all our problems, put all your problems in your left hand. Put them in there. Every problem. Every trouble, every trial. You got it? Close it up, okay. Come on, we ain't done this in a while. Put your right hand out there. Put every sin and every weight which doth so easily beset us, the Bible says. Close it up just like that. Let me show you what we can do as Christians. Let it go. That's what praise is. It's an open, outstretched hand saying, God, we're letting go of everything down here. God, we're letting go of everything that hinders us down here. God, we're giving that to you because we can't handle it. But I'm glad we have a God who can. Amen. I didn't finish reading the verse. He said, these things have I spoken unto you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy. Now watch that. I've never really caught that before. That your joy might be what? Full. Now, we started out with His joy, but then He made it our joy. We started out with His joy remaining in us, but then He changed it from my joy. You know what He said? Now it's your joy. What is our joy? It's Him. It's simply Him. And when we get to the point that Him ain't enough, we've got a problem. When we get to the point, when we got joy in our heart, as long as we know we're saved and we got a new car and all the bills are paid and there ain't any health problems and blah, 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 we put too many stipulations on the Lord. Amen. We ought to be able to be happy in the Lord just knowing Him. Let me just say it this way. He's enough. We got people in here, and I want to be careful, I wouldn't embarrass nobody, but we got people in this room fresh out of jail. life a mess, reaping from what they have sown in their past with more joy in their heart than people who have been sitting here for years. Is it okay just to be honest? We got people in here, I'm telling you, if you could listen to their problems, you'd feel a whole lot better about what you got. The problem is with them, they realize what God has done. And you have forgotten. You have forgotten how good God is. You have allowed your circumstance to be magnified bigger than your God. And by the way, your God's bigger than all your circumstance put together. When Jesus comes, circumstance will be gone. It won't eat, your house payment won't be a memory in heaven. You won't be sitting around heaven going, remember when we couldn't pay our bills? Brother, that'd be uh-uh. Let me ask you one more time. Why ain't you happy? I'm tickled pink. I really am. I'm as happy as I can be. I got the best friends in the world. I got a good family. I got a great church. And I got Jesus in my heart. Let me tell you a few reasons why our joy ought to be full. And we'll go to the house. Your joy ought to be full this morning because you're forgiven. Because you are forgiven. I rode in the pickup truck last night between Stacy Bullock and Tim Denson, two guys I grew up with. And you know what they know? They know my past. And they love to talk about it. Because they're wicked. I don't know which one's the worst. Deborah, you can say amen right there. I wish Tim was here this morning. But the whole time we're riding in that truck, the Lord's going, what are they talking about? Them boys sitting there lying on Brother Eddie. Because I don't remember nothing they talking about. I don't remember that sin. Amen. What sins are you talking about? I don't remember them anymore. Hey, I'm not perfect. I'm not even good, but I am forgiven. My hero, Brother Earl Hughes, before he died and went to heaven, stood in this pulpit and made this statement. He said, somebody asked me, Earl, what if we could take all your sin and all your past and put it up on that big screen for everybody to see? Here's what the old mountain preacher said. Give me about 5 minutes and you can put anything up there you want to. Amen. Give me about 5 minutes. What was he saying? Give me about 5 minutes to get with my Savior and get that thing under the blood, and all you're going to have is a blank screen. Thank God I have been forgiven. We got too many in the house this morning who think you deserve it. But we don't. Not one little sin do I deserve being forgiven. But we ought to have joy this morning because our sins are forgiven. Is there a point in time in your life where you've curled up in an altar or fell before God somewhere? It didn't have to be an altar. It could have been at home. It could have been in a car on the side of the road. It could have been under a pine tree like it was me, and said, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. I remember when that prodigal son came home, the daddy sitting on the porch saw the boy coming down the road, and the Bible said he ran to meet him and fell on him and kissed him. That old boy said, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. And the daddy didn't fuss at him. The daddy didn't scold him. He put a robe on him and a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet. And he said, kill a fatted calf. My son that's lost has come home, and we're going to throw a celebration and we're going to party. I'm glad one day I fell before a sovereign God and I said, Father, I'm sorry, I'm a sinner, God. I pray you forgive me of my sins. You know what he did? He forgave me just like that. We can't get a good grasp on that because we can't comprehend it. You can't comprehend total forgiveness because you don't have the ability to do it. I can forgive, but I can't forget. But the Lord said He put your sin as far as the east is from the west. He said He put them in the depths of the sea and put up a no fishing sign. Amen. The no fishing sign's my part. That ain't in the Bible. Put them behind His back. In other words, when God forgave you, He forgave you. Now, how many of you would be real honest and say, "Preacher, I'm not real good. I'm pretty sorry." That's most of us. We got a few self-righteous people around. Brother Jason didn't raise his hand. Oh, you did? Okay. We got a few self-righteous people scattered around. But most of us are honest enough around here to say, "Hey, we ain't all that." Did you know they some churches wouldn't even have us? That's the truth. We're just a bunch of old sinners, man, who have been forgiven. You ought to be happy this morning. You ought to have joy in your heart because you've been forgiven. Listen, not only do we have the joy of forgiveness, but we have the joy of peace. I have the peace of God in my heart. If you don't have the peace of God in your heart, you may not know Him. The Lord said, "I'm come that you might have peace." Amen. He is our peace. When the angels announced His birth, they said, "Peace on earth." They were talking about Him. He is peace. How many of you remember when you got saved?
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all are going to wake up this morning. I'm coming back there.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I'll come back there and say, "Hey, it ain't over."
Yeah.
Wake up. How many of you remember when you got saved?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember that peace?
Yeah.
You know what that was? That was that peace of forgiveness.
Yeah.
That's that first point. All your sins were gone.
Yeah.
You were clean. You know how it feels to take a good shower after being dirty?
Yeah.
Man, it just feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, that's what you felt when you got saved. It was a peace of God in your heart. And what's happened, you've sat around and you've allowed the devil to plant all these seeds of doubt and seeds of worry and seeds of dread and depression and all that stuff back in your heart. Hey, and it don't belong there.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Hey, I can be at peace with you because I'm at peace with Him. I love that old song, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul."
Amen.
Listen, my heart's breaking for my friends this morning. My heart's breaking. Bonnie is no real kin to me, but I've called her Aunt Bonnie all my life. And she's as close as any family member I've got. But you know what? My heart's breaking for them. But not for her. Not for her. I've watched her suffer. I've watched her hurt. I've watched her go through chemotherapy after chemotherapy. I know where she's going. When she leaves this earth, man, woo! It's going to be party time. Are you listening? Man, she's as saved as anybody I know. I mean, boy, me and her has talked about it. She knows the Lord. Hey, when she exits that old body, everything that's ever gave her trouble, we'll put in the ground over yonder somewhere, and she'll be shouting on the hills of glory. This is sure. I've got peace about that this morning. Why? Because I know Him. Is there peace in your heart? It's a legitimate question. Is there peace in your heart? We ought to be happy this morning because we have the joy of forgiveness. And not only that, we have the joy of the peace of God in our heart.
Amen.
Let me give you another one. I'm trying to hurry. I know what time it is. Listen, I have the joy of forgiveness, I have the joy of the peace of God in my heart. But watch this. I have the joy of security in my heart.
Amen.
Have you ever felt insecure? That's a rough feeling, isn't it? I mean, not to be secure in your family, not to be secure in your marriage. That's a bad feeling. But let me tell you something. There's one place I'm secure. I'm secure in Jesus. Oh, they might be some around here that think, "Well, you know, you can lose your salvation." You might.
Yeah.
I got that secure kind.
Yeah.
I got the insurance plan with mine. Mine's irrevocable. Y'all all right? John said, "These things have I written that you may know that you have." What kind of? eternal life. Man, regardless of what I do, I'm saved. That's not an excuse to sin, but that's how secure I am. Once a son, I'm always a son. Somebody told me one day, said, I don't believe so-and-so could do what they've done and be saved. Well, you're out of your mind. You're capable of anything. Come on, talk to me. You ever thought about killing anybody? Nod your little head. Recently? Amen. You ever looked on a woman to lust? Men, you don't have to answer that. If you shake your head, Stacy's over going, yeah, me. The Lord said if you did, you already committed adultery in your heart. Say amen. But you know what? When the Lord saved you, He knew what a foul-up you was going to be. He knew you'd let Him down. He knew you'd forsake Him. Did He not? But He saved you anyway. He looked at one of His best friends and called him the devil. He looked Peter straight in the eye and said, get thee behind me, Satan. You reckon Peter's in heaven? If he could be demon possessed, boy, died right there. Whoa. That's what the Lord said. Don't tell me the devil ain't never got in you. Some of you full of him right now. I can tell by the way you looking. But yet Peter was secure. How about that? There's hope for me. And there's hope for you. I doubt a lot of things, but I don't doubt my salvation. Let me say it again. I doubt a lot of things, but I don't doubt my salvation. Are you saved this morning? Why aren't you happy? Why isn't there more joy in your life than there is? Something's wrong if that's the case. What you've done, you've allowed circumstance to be magnified bigger than your God. Let me say it again. Your God's bigger than all your circumstance put together.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Have you ever been through a situation or a time in your life where you really didn't think you'd make it? And you did? And now you look back at it and just kind of grin? Let me ask you again, why aren't you happy? The joy of forgiveness makes us happy. The joy of the peace of God. The joy of security. Now watch this. We not only have the joy of forgiveness and the joy of the peace of God and the joy of security, but listen, I find joy in the Word of God. Amen. I find joy in this old book right here. Sometimes this book's a blistering. But it's also a blessing. Amen. I preached a friend of mine's funeral this past week. Miss Denise Graves went home to be with the Lord. She loved me, loved to hear me preach. Boy, I just reared back. I went to that funeral and I thought, boy, I'm just going to struggle through this. I just really didn't feel good about it, Brother Charles. But I got in there, boy, and I'm telling you, I opened that Bible right there. And I read that verse in the 23rd Psalms where David said, yea, I walked through the valley. And I got on that little word through there for a little bit. And somebody got in that pulpit with me.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm telling you, it got good. It got good. Had a fellow at the funeral come to me. He said, you know what? He said, I learned to quote that, the whole 23rd Psalm when I was a little boy. He said, I ain't never thought about that word through. He looked at that hearse and he said, she just went on through, didn't she? I said, yeah. I said, yes, she did. She didn't stop in the middle. She said, amen. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley. Thank God for the Word of God that gives me assurance. How do I know I'm going to make it? Because of this book right here.
Yeah.
Ashley and them sang a while ago one of my favorite songs, I've Been Through Enough,
yeah,
to to know he'll be enough. Preacher, how you know you're going to make it? I made it last time. Some of you have been through worse than what you're going through now. And you got through that. I remember one of my favorite things as a little boy was sitting in my grandfather's lap and having him tell me about the good old days. And that's what they called them, the good old days. And you ought to heard him describe them. We picked cotton for 50 cents a day. All we got for Christmas was an orange and some nuts or something. And then was the good old days. We didn't have no toilet in the house. We went to the little shack out back. There wasn't no toilet paper. It was a Sears and Roebuck catalog. And then was the good old days. We went through the Great Depression. We lived on beans and taters. And then was the good old days. How about that? What do you say? I'm saying you've been through worse. Probably than you're going through now. I'm happy this morning because I got the joy of forgiveness. I got the joy of the peace of God in my heart. I've got the joy of the security of God in my heart. And I've got the joy of the Word of God in my heart. Amen. I can find a verse for just about anything I need. Do you know that? Amen. Amen. I got married. I never had a daddy growing up. I didn't. My daddy left when I was 4 years old. Thank God he's in heaven this morning. But I got married. I didn't know how to be no daddy. Had a book to show me. I didn't know how to be a husband. I remember holding Ashley in my arms, crying like a baby. There she was, about that big. And I didn't have a clue what to do with it. Amen. I'd raised dogs. I'd raised calves. I'd raised horses. I never raised one of these. I wasn't even saved. But I remember saying, God, you're going to have to help me. There she sits, one of the finest Christian young women I know. Thank God for His Word. Thank God for His Word. Well, there's been days my marriage ain't been all that. He said, Preacher, you're a pastor. I know, I'm human too. There's been days she's yelled at me. Quiet, little sister Angie? Yeah. Thank God for His Word. I've went back to that 1,000 times. Husband, love your wives. Even as Christ loved the church, gave Himself for it. Thank God I've got joy in His Word. I'll give you one more and I'm done. I'm happy because I have joy in prayer. You can take away everything in the world, but you can't stop us from praying. There's no way. There's no way I could stop you from thinking. They can come put locks on those doors. And then say it's illegal to gather and worship. And it might come to that. You say, that'll never happen. It's that way in a lot of places this morning. A lot of places. We got a missionary this morning over in China. You know what he has to do? He has to pretend he's there to teach English. He can't say he's there to preach the gospel. Amen. And we're all but holding hands with him. Yes. We're in debt to him. Are you listening? I'm telling you, there may come a day when they put a lock on that door. There may come a day when handing out those tracts in the parade is illegal. But there'll never be a day when we cannot pray. They said they outlawed, they made prayer in school illegal. No, they didn't. You can't stop nobody from praying. You can pray in school all you want. They don't have to hear you. Did you know your lips don't even have to move to pray? Thank God, man, I got joy in that. One of my dearest friends is sitting in his car at the hospital this morning listening to me preach. I can't help his mama. I wished I had that power of some MTV preachers. Go in there and lay my hands on her and say, be healed. And by the way, they don't have it either. If they do, they should all be put in prison.
Yeah, right.
Every one of them. If they really had that power, Scottish Rite would be empty this morning. Because they ain't a child over there that don't have faith. I wished I had that power, but I don't. But you know what I can do? While my young'uns was singing, I bowed my head. I said, God, be with Roger. Be with Norman. Lord, give them strength and help them. You know what he's doing right now? As sure as I'm standing here, he's giving them strength.
Amen.
I've got joy in that.
Amen.
If you're really saved, if you're really going to heaven when you die, why ain't you happy? Why aren't you happy? Either the answer is you're not really saved at all, or you've allowed so much junk in your life that has robbed you of your joy. I've watched the devil steal some of your joy. I could walk out in this congregation right now and put my hand on your head and say, where'd it go? Where's your joy? I remember when you smiled. I remember when you shouted. You worship and praise the Lord. Now there's just a void. Boy, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd pray like old David did. And if David had to pray it, who do you think you are? He said, Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And I'm telling you, I want to come back in here tonight at 6 o'clock and shout her out.
Yes,
why? Because God's been good.
Amen.
I've got forgiveness. I've got the joy of forgiveness. I've got the joy of the peace of God. I've got the joy of the Word of God. I've got the joy of the security of the Lord. I've got the joy of prayer. But I got something to be happy about.
Yes, sir.
By the way, the Bible did say you can stand to your feet. No, it didn't say that, but you can stand to your feet this morning. But the Bible did say, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Boy, there ought to be some joy about us. Somebody ought to just come and say, Lord, I want to be happy. God, give me my joy back. Give me my happiness back. Brother Todd, y'all come. Get us a song. Let's bow our heads this morning. Nobody looking around. I wonder if there's someone here this morning. Say, preacher, I don't have the joy of the Lord in my heart because I don't know the Lord in my heart. I can't tell you for sure this morning that if I died today, heaven would be my home. I wouldn't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. I just want to pray for you. You say, Brother Eddie, I'm not sure if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Please remember me when you pray.